In this bulletin, rapid antigen tests on the agenda at today's National Cabinet meeting, a second Chinese city placed under COVID-19 lockdown, and in sport, Novak Djokovic granted a COVID-19 medical exemption to compete in the Australian Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Prime Minister Scott Morrison will hold a National Cabinet meeting today with discussions around health system capacities, testing and the vaccine rollout all on the agenda. The accessibility of rapid antigen tests, which has been widely debated in recent days, is likely to dominate discussion. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Dr. Sonia Bennett says the availability of testing and the range of COVID-19 measures are under constant review.
With the revised testing and isolation criteria of National Cabinet, that will free up testing in the clinics with the PCR testing, and with more rapid antigen tests becoming available very shortly, I think that problem will be solved as well. This is a problem that we're seeing around the globe.
It comes as Australia passed the grim milestone of 500,000 cases since the pandemic began. National disability rights groups are urging the federal government to supply free rapid antigen tests and N95 masks for people living with disability, as well as their families and carers. People with Disability Australia says the availability of free tests should be a minimum requirement to ensure the safety and health of vulnerable populations. Last week, National Cabinet announced a relaxed definition of a close contact, which will include only those who have spent more than 4 hours with a confirmed COVID-19 case in a household or in a vulnerable setting like a residential care facility. The President of People with Disability Australia, Samantha Connor, has told SBS News that change could see support workers passing on the virus.
It's close contact personal care, and you're very, very likely to catch COVID. Under these new rules, it means that the support workers wouldn't necessarily know, and they wouldn't need to tell you if they'd been exposed to COVID, and that makes people with disability who are at risk very, very unsafe.
A second city in China has been put into total lockdown after the discovery of 3 asymptomatic COVID-19 cases. Yuzhou's 1.1 million residents have been told to remain indoors, with only those involved in containing the disease allowed to leave. The measures are similar to those imposed on Xi'an, where 13 million have been confined to their homes since December 23rd. The lockdown comes ahead of the Lunar New Year and the Beijing Winter Olympics. In the United States, Judge Lewis Kaplan says he'll decide soon whether a civil sex assault case against Prince Andrew will be dismissed. Virginia Giuffre has accused the Duke of York of sexually abusing her when she was 17 and being trafficked by the late financier Jeffrey Epstein. Prince Andrew denies the allegations. During a hearing in Manhattan, Judge Kaplan heard arguments from Prince Andrew's legal team that the lawsuit against him should be dismissed based on the terms of a 2009 settlement between Epstein and Giuffre. The judge did not specify a firm date for his ruling, but says it would be pretty soon. Australia's Peak Science Agency has launched a new weight loss information campaign which uses artificial intelligence and psychological techniques to prompt and motivate members throughout their weight loss journey. The CSIRO has launched the Project HOPE, which predicts appropriate weight loss targets, tracks progress, and provides timely feedback to help people achieve their weight loss goals. The analysis of nearly 11,000 CSIRO members revealed that those who weighed in regularly, followed the menu plan, and tracked their food intake the most, achieved a weight loss of 8.1% of their starting body weight in 12 weeks. And in sport, Novak Djokovic has confirmed he'll be heading to the Australian Open. In an Instagram post, the world's number one ranked tennis champion announced he'll be travelling to Australia with a medical exemption. Djokovic has continually refused to reveal if he's vaccinated against COVID-19, which is a requirement to play in Melbourne's upcoming tournament. Organisers of the Australian Open say the exemption was granted following a rigorous review process involving 2 separate independent panels of medical experts. And now a look at the weather. In Perth, sunny 37 degrees, Adelaide showers 23, Melbourne showers possible heavy falls 26, Hobart, light showers 19, Canberra, showers or 2 developing 26, Wollongong, showers 24, much the same in Sydney, 28, Newcastle, showers 28, Brisbane, shower or 2 30, Cairns partly cloudy 37, and Darwin showers and a possible storm 32. That's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.